Chapter 9. Coming Out of Survival. If you are experiencing an ebb, with more money going out than coming in, don't panic. Do not lose confidence in yourself or think that somehow you have failed. The challenge of an ebb state is to believe in your future prosperity. Everything on earth is cyclical, and all phases are temporary. For every ebb, there is a flow that will follow. If you have a short or long-term drop in your income, remember that it will be temporary, and focus on what you are learning from this experience. It is a rare company that does not go through ups and downs in the flow of sales created by natural business cycles. As you reach higher and higher levels of mastery with manifesting, you will be able to draw to you what you need when you need it, and you will be less affected by these natural cycles. Use ebb periods to get even clearer about money in your life. Continue to magnetize and ask yourself, what is the advantage in this situation? There is always a higher reason for changes in the flow. Since you may have more free time during this cycle, use it to start doing things you have been wanting to do. Acquire new knowledge, think, relax, explore new avenues, or take that long-awaited vacation. You might want to look at new directions your work might take and explore new ideas that are emerging. There is always a way out of an ebb. There are ideas in your mind just waiting to be explored and tried out. Pay attention to the beckoning whispers of the things you love to do, as well as to your dreams and visions. Affirmation. The universe works in perfect ways. It always serves my higher good. The more you can appreciate the gifts you are receiving while the tide is out, the more rapidly the tide will come back in. Focus on the abundance you have rather than all the bills. See what new soul qualities you are developing, such as patience, trust, and love. Remember, you create what you focus on. And down cycles are always followed by up cycles. Think of a time in the past when you went through a hard time with money. See the strength it developed in you and how your life changed afterward. When you look at the past, you can see how much progress and forward movement you have made after every ebb. Sometimes you need to spend money before you earn it, as most businesses do. If you are spending money on things that will bring you future prosperity, see this as a demonstration of trust in your future earning ability. Do, however, be honest with yourself in your evaluation of what you need and how much future income you might expect. Evaluate your skills, knowledge, and the market, and make your decisions accordingly. For instance, new businesses sometimes get fancy offices and lots of equipment, hire staffs, and then find that they don't have the business to support these expenses. Affirmation. My debts represent my and others' belief in my future earning ability. If you are considering going into debt, check in with your inner guidance first and ask if it is appropriate. Incurring debt to finance a major leap forward has within it the possibility of bringing you more money than you borrow. Incurring debt to meet monthly expenses might indicate a basic problem in your financial setup. You can borrow money for rent, but rent is still going to be due next month. It is usually better to think about ways other than borrowing to create money on an ongoing basis. Sometimes it seems necessary to borrow to make ends meet, to buy things you need, or to finance a new venture. If you have gone into debt, don't let the fact that you have debts keep you from feeling prosperous. If your debts seem unmanageable, if you feel you have borrowed beyond your ability to pay, go back to your original belief that you would be able to pay these debts off easily. You trusted yourself to have future income when you borrowed money. Keep renewing that trust. Rather than worrying about your debts, pay gladly even a little payment each month. Visualize the amounts becoming less, and the debts will eventually be paid off. Worrying about debts is non-productive. You may prefer not to be in debt, but you are not going to get out of debt unless you focus your mind on creative ideas and work instead of worry. If you cannot make a payment, remember to keep in touch with your creditors. Tell them of your intention to pay and send as much money as you can, even if it is only a portion of the payment that is due. Creditors are delighted to hear from you and usually will accept whatever you can afford to pay if you make payments on a regular basis. One family fell way behind in their monthly bills when the husband was laid off work. Creditors were calling them, and the wife was afraid to answer the phone or the doorbell because people kept showing up asking for their money. The situation looked very grim. One day, someone told her that if you contact creditors and explain your situation, they usually make allowances. She didn't think this would apply to her, since most of their creditors were big institutions. However, she bravely picked up the phone and called each creditor, explaining their misfortune and their intent to pay off the bills. To her amazement, every creditor was friendly and reasonable. She offered to pay each one a very small sum each month until she could resume larger payments, and each one accepted. If you are in debt and you want to get out of debt, start by figuring out the total amount you owe. Then, forgive yourself if you have any bad feelings about this debt and realize that you borrowed because you, and those you borrowed from, believed in your future earning capacity. Picture your debt being totally paid off. Imagine the account reading, "Zero due, paid in full." See yourself making the last payment. Make the scene as real as possible. Experience the good feelings you will have. Don't worry about how long it might take to pay a debt off. It will occur faster than you think. When you get ready to pay the next installment on your debt, first, write out a pretend check for the full amount. Put this check where you will see it whenever you refer to the bill. As you pay the bill, send love and a mental thank you to your creditor for his or her trust in you. Many people determine their net worth by looking at the balance in their bank accounts. Even if you do not have a savings account and you have debts, you still have a net worth. All your skills, knowledge, attitudes, education, experience, and contacts. Everything you have learned and every skill you possess are sources of future income. The skills and experience of your past are your net worth, and you can turn them into money. Affirmation. My value and worth are increased by everything I do. When you receive payment for work, you are exchanging your experience for money. Every day you are gaining experiences that can be turned into money. Your earning power is growing. Your knowledge, skills, and experiences are worth money when used in the right way. In the future, you will have even more skills that can create money for you. Even if you are in debt, you may still have a large net worth. It just hasn't yet been converted into dollars. If you are a student who went into debt to finance your schooling, you are creating a net worth of skills that will later be converted into money. Keep growing, expanding, and following your path, and your worth will continue to grow. As you grow, you will be able to earn more in the future to pay off past debts. When you are living at a survival level, barely able to pay your bills, do not feel that you are a failure. This is simply the way you have chosen to learn many important lessons and experience the essence of who you are. You may be growing rapidly from this experience. You may be learning that you deserve to have abundance by experiencing the lack of what you want. Perhaps you are discovering how little it takes to live on, realizing that you are not as dependent on having things as you thought. Perhaps you are learning that you can be generous, even when you have very little. You might be learning the higher qualities of trust, compassion, and humility. You may be looking at what is important in your life, sorting through what is meaningful and essential to you and what is not. You might be learning how to let others give to you, or how to feel powerful without money. When you understand, embrace, and accept the lessons, you will no longer need this experience. Affirmation. All my experiences are opportunities to gain more power, clarity, and vision. Some of you are living on a survival level, putting most of your time and energy into paying your bills and meeting your basic needs. It is important to have enough money so that your energy can be put into your life's work and you are not in turmoil over lack of money. You may want to consider taking a temporary job as a stopgap measure that will help you pay your bills while you focus on finding your ideal job or career. At this stage, it is good to look around and find the easiest way possible, within the bounds of your integrity, to meet your basic needs. Even though a job doesn't use all your skills or isn't your idea of a perfect job, as long as the environment and activities of the business are satisfactory, it can help you build a foundation while you do other things. Constant worry about money blocks your creativity and clear thinking. getting yourself to a level where your bills are manageable and your basic needs are met will help you find and create your life's work more rapidly. Your soul does not care what job title you have. As long as you bring love and consciousness to your work, you will grow spiritually. If you decide to take a temporary job, do not think that you have sacrificed your ideals in some way. You may find that you are more effective in helping others if you are not struggling to survive yourself. A temporary job may even have hidden surprises for you, a new friend, or a skill that will help you later. Or, in some as yet unknown way, it may be a step towards your life's work. A temporary job will give you money, new skills, and possibly the opportunities you need to get a job that is more to your liking. No experience is ever wasted. Even a routine job will teach you lessons you need to learn. Make sure the job doesn't take all your energy and time. You want to have enough left to activate your greater purpose. Some of you may decide to stay at a survival level longer because you feel that taking a temporary job is a compromise. You may feel that doing anything other than your life's work is unacceptable, and that you are willing to live with less until your career is launched. Acknowledge that you are willingly deciding on this path. Do not let other people make you feel wrong about it. Just make sure that your basic needs are being met well enough so that you can spend the time necessary to launch your career. Life is like a spiral. You will pass through every stage again and again, experiencing each stage from a higher and higher perspective. When you have very little money, you are learning many lessons that will make it easier to handle money when it comes. To break through this level, you may need to keep your life simple and uncomplicated in terms of money, expenses, demands, and needs. Think of yourself as the rosebush that is cut back in the winter so that it can grow strong in the spring. Use this time to get in touch with basic needs and eliminate the things that do not serve you. When you don't know where the money will come from to pay your bills, or you are afraid to take the steps you are being shown from within that will help you change your current situation, you may be dealing with fear. Fear can be an easier feeling to change than you think. All it takes to release it is your willingness and intent to do so. One way to release your fears is by identifying specifically what you are afraid of. If you feel fear about your finances, use your imagination and ask, "What is the worst that can happen if I don't pay my bills this month?" Take each answer and ask again, "What is the worst that can happen?" Eventually, you will come to your deepest fear. As you recognize it, you can release it. If the worst that can happen is that you might lose your job, have no money, and starve to death, deal with that fear first. When you identify your fears, you can change them. Once you have dealt with the fear, you will see what actions are appropriate to take, and you will be able to carry them out. As you face your fears, do not make them larger than they are. Once you see the worst that can happen, you will probably realize that you could handle it. And also, that it is very unlikely that it will happen anyway. For instance, one woman wanted to launch her own business but kept holding back. She knew she was afraid. She asked herself, "What is the worst that can happen if I start this business?" Her answer was, "Nobody will pay me. I'll have no business. And then I won't be able to pay my bills." She kept asking, "What is the worst that could happen?" She replied, "If I can't pay my bills, I'll lose my home. My children won't eat, will starve." She again asked herself, "If that happens, what is the worst that could happen?" She thought, "I'll end up wishing I were dead." Once she saw her fears, she realized that there was very little chance that the very worst would happen, for she knew her brothers, sisters, and parents would at least bring her food. Bringing to the surface her worst fears also seemed to awaken her strength. For every part of you that is afraid, there is also a part that knows you can succeed. Affirmation. I send love to my fears. My fears are the places within me that await my love. Take the same situation and imagine the very best that could happen. Every fear in you represents an area you are developing in this lifetime. A place within you that you are bringing to the light, changing negative energy into positive energy. Fears lose their power when you hold them up to the light of your consciousness. It is only when they lurk beneath the surface of your mind that they can cause you to avoid doing things that contribute to your higher path. As you recognize each fear, you will be guided to ways of releasing it. One of the greatest gifts you can give yourself is to examine any reoccurring situation in your life that is causing you pain or struggle and bring to light the fear that is behind it. Unlocking fear brings you tremendous gifts and opens up your greater potential. For each fear has buried within it many new pictures, insights, and revelations about who you are and who you can be. If you fear having enough money to do what you want, thoughts about world travel, a nice home, or financial independence will probably not come to your awareness. Releasing your fears will open up whole new areas of growth and potential. Another way to release a fear once you recognize it is to hold it up to the light of your soul. Ask your soul to release, clear, and heal your fears. Release anything that is not for your higher good, and ask it to release itself from you. You need only ask, and your soul will immediately begin to lead you to things that will help you release the fear. If you are ready to let go of your fears, ask now for that release. Be open to creative new ways to get what you want. You are not your fears, but the self that experiences them. Instead of saying, "I am afraid," say, "The feeling of fear is passing through me, and I now easily let it go." Remind yourself that the part of you that feels the fearful feelings is only a small part of who you are. You can learn to identify and connect with your strong self by sending love to your fearful thoughts and reassuring them as you would a small, frightened child. Ask the fear if it has a message for you or if there is something it wants you to pay attention to. Once you love and release your fears, you will be able to move forward and claim the abundance that is your right much more rapidly. Affirmation. I speak of success and prosperity. My words uplift and inspire others. To increase your prosperity, talk about your abundance. Words are important. Everything you say has the potential to create the reality you experience. The universe responds to your positive talk. Even if you do not have something you want in your life right now, if you begin to talk and act as if you are certain you will have it, you will draw to you the circumstances to have it. Words affect your subconscious, which hears what you say and goes to work directly to make your words come true. The words, "I do not have enough money," go directly to your unconscious, which begins creating lack. Rather than saying, "I can't afford to buy this," say, "I choose not to buy this at this time." It is better not to speak of failure or financial disasters to others. If you do not have money right now, do not complain of your lack. Talk about your visions and your dreams. Speak of what is good in your life right now and how positive you feel about the future. Speak to others of your confidence and trust in yourself without emphasizing your lack. Your friends carry an image of you, and when you think of yourself, you pick up their pictures. If you speak to others of your prosperity, they will think of you as prosperous. They will carry positive mental pictures of you that you can tap into whenever you want. If you do not have money right now, speak as if you do. Affirmation. I live in an abundant world. All is perfect in my universe. If you feel right now that you do not have enough money, pretend that you have all the money you need and let the emotion of plenty come into your body. Your subconscious does not know the difference between what is really happening and what you imagine to be happening. So it goes out and happily creates your fantasy for you. Use the magnetism exercises in Chapter 4 and continue to magnetize what you have asked for using the guidelines given. Create a vision of abundance, and soon the world will reflect it back to you. You may want to sit quietly and ask your wiser self to give you a message if there is anything you can do to increase your prosperity. If there is no message, assume what you asked for is on its way to you, and thank the universe and your higher self in advance for sending it. Continue your normal activities as if what you asked for were indeed coming. It will come whether you worry about it or not. Worry and doubt make you less magnetic to abundance. Occupy yourself with other things to think about and do. You might want to check in now and then to see if there are any further whispers in your mind or messages that you might need to pay attention to. Handle them, and then get back to whatever it is that appears to be the next thing to do in your life. All you need to do is take one day at a time. look at what actions you can take today to create money. Many of you get lost in the largeness of your visions and feel constant pressure from them. You may even feel like a failure because you have not accomplished your dreams. You do not need to feel that way. Simply concentrate on what you can do today. There is always something you can do right now to demonstrate your trust in your future. A feeling of powerlessness often comes from living in the future, worrying about not having enough at some future time. You cannot change the future except by actions you take today. So focus on what you can do today to create prosperity. Even the biggest plans are realized by living them one day at a time. In fact, the largest plans are often best created by looking at them day by day and month by month, constantly focusing on the next step. Creating your dreams takes patience, persistence, and commitment. Trust that whatever you are experiencing right now is perfect for your growth. Even if you have asked for abundance and you are experiencing what seems like the opposite, realize that experiencing its opposite can generate the energy you need to take a quantum leap forward.